The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hello, 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 and welcome to The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. My name is Jason.
And I'm Jen Su. Great to have you guys.
Hey, Jen Su, back with us again.
I know, except for Nikita. Now, where is she?
Nikita is just taking some well-deserved rest. You know, she's obviously busy prepping for a big event in her life this year. So she has to take a break.
Is it secret? Are we not allowed to say what the big event is?
No, we can. We can. We can talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think probably you've seen in the photos. She's expecting.
She is. And she's got, what,
I hope she doesn't have the baby yet, though.
No.
We still want to see Nikita before she loses all of her freedom and sleep and all of that. But anyway, it's been such a great week here, event-wise.
Yeah.
So much stuff going on here and overseas. I mean, everything. There was, it started off with the MTV You Got launch, which was hectic. We had Tolas Mol screaming.
Ooh.
He was screaming up a storm, man, and everybody was freaked out. He started like punching an alien. I mean, it was nuts. Almost. Well, he was punching.
Goodness.
He was quite. Yeah, he was hectic and he was cursing and saying this is a bullshit show. Blah blah blah. Anyway, turns out it was a complete prank.
Okay.
So it was the launch of the new season.
So you all got.
We all got. Even I got. But luckily, I filmed the thing and I was like keeping quiet because I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be great.
I want to get that audio.
Yeah, I've got the audio, I'll play it for you later. Anyway. Then there was so much going on. Gosh,
tell me about the event, the polo. How was that?
Oh yes, the Celsi polo was excellent. That
you looked
was
amazing.
Fantastic. Oh, thanks. It was a lot of fun actually. And for their inaugural Celsi Polo Classic Johannesburg, I thought it was a great success.
Okay.
There was also the Mugler Alien event, which was the fragrance, the Thierry Mugler. That was a lot of fun at Katie's Palace Bar. Dine Josie style at Coob's restaurants. Edward Chamberlain Bell had this amazing kind of a private dinner, you know, how you do sort of like come dine with me kind of thing, but it was Dine Josie style. And I got to chat a little bit about my book, but also a lot of people got to put in their insight about the food, and it was amazing. Great experience at Coop's Parkhurst. The Topps Wine Show ZA, which is still going on, that was
started on Thursday, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, last night. That was fun. Yeah.
Oh, so you're not so clouded,
I got to eat the Tuck biscuits with the girls. They were holding these huge, I don't know how to say it, they're like these platforms, like tables. And I was thinking, my God, how do you like go to the restroom? It was these huge tables that they had to carry around all day long, full of Tuck biscuits. It was insane.
Sure. Okay.
And then the Legit launch at Mall of Africa. And that was for the Legit fire starters. So that was a lot of fun. That was great.
So has Legit got a new face yet? Or because I know every year they do, they kind of introduce a new South African female celebrity to their range.
Yeah.
So I think the last one is Boiti, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. They didn't really have a particular face. So they've had, you know, quite a few.
Okay.
You know, different MCs and stuff, and it was a lot of fun.
Sure, Jen. So you've
been
quite busy.
Oh, and I got these shoes. Yeah. I mean, they were so all the ladies were running around grabbing shoes and things like that. It was fun. It was a free for all. And then with all of that, of course, as you know, we had the 69th Cannes Film Festival going on in France.
And you are not there this year.
It's my first year not there. I still had to post some throwback photos from last year. But it was, you know, certainly it started off with a bit of controversy. Jab at Woody Allen and Roman Polanski.
Ooh, shame.
Yeah. They had the comedian Laurent Lafitte say, "It's very nice that you've been shooting so many movies in Europe, even if you're not being convicted for rape in the US." I mean, this is at Woody Allen's premiere of his own film, Café Society, which was pretty hectic. Then you have Julia Roberts coming onto the red carpet with barefoot. Because, you know, last year they had this thing called Flatgate. Basically, any women that were wearing flats, the Cannes officials were stopping them and not letting them onto the red carpet. And there were about 50 or so actresses and film industry people that actually were wearing flats because it is such a long evening.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's why Julia Roberts showed up with no shoes.
Julia's not shy to do that. Remember that a couple of years ago when she had those hairy armpits?
Yeah.
Do you remember that picture?
very hot hairy armpits.
Very. Yeah, she put a lot of,
And Amal Clooney, who's, of course, George Clooney's wife, she showed up and her whole dress just like blew in the wind.
Ooh, Marilyn.
And the whole thing went up, yeah. I mean, that was quite a show. So we got to know Amal Clooney pretty well.
In all her glory.
Ooh, in all her Clooney glory.
Oh, cool, man. Well, I think that's a very, very busy week and a lot going on at the Cannes Film Festival. I know there's a big
South
African... And how
was your marathon? I'll tell you. Jeez.
But just quickly, the Cannes Film Festival is also... There's a large South African contingent there. You've got the Mrs. Wright with the film with Dineo Mukhetsi. That's going to be showing at the Cannes Film Festival. I know that Sync is also going to be there. So the NFVF have really put... their money into the film.
And they put Free State forward as well.
And Free State, which I think is amazing. So it's really nice to see that they're getting behind our talents and, you know, taking it to international shores. So hopefully there'll be a lot of distribution from there. From a triathlon perspective, I did pretty well, Jen. I knocked off like 27 minutes of my time from February.
January,
I did, yeah. So I was quite happy about
that. That's incredible.
Sun City was obviously hot. Like I told you, I went and checked out all the refurbishment and the revamping of the entertainment center and that, and it's going to be spectacular. They've got this, you know, where the casino was before. So they've got this skylight that they're putting in there now. So obviously it's very rough. There's a lot of work still going into it.
Are they still going to have like all those video arcade games?
They're going to do it differently. And I think it's going to be nice. The kids are really going to enjoy it. There's a 10-pin bowling ring that they could putting in there as well. So yeah, I think it's going to be very nice. It's all expected to kind of open up in October. So perfect in time for summer and all of that. So yeah, the only thing I'm a little sad about is that, you know, the Salmas aren't going to be there this year.
They're going to be in Durban, the ICC. Are you going to go up for that?
I'm hoping to. Let's see what our friends in PR are able to arrange for us. But
I'm actually going to do a Sunday walk. This Sunday, it's the Esquire Run Sunday Walk for Blankets and Eliminating Hunger. So we're going to encourage people to purchase blankets for the underprivileged. And I'm going to walk 5 kilometers.
I'm very impressed. The last time I saw you doing some exercise, I know you do sweat 1,000 and that, but... Was that the spinning bike?
Yes.
At the Smile Foundation.
I know. You still remember.
Yeah, and we've got
that it.
That
was quite memorable because I was spinning in my heels.
Yep, and you had your hamburger hat on as well. So so it's coming up again, but I think I like the fact that you're getting healthy and, you know, keeping the health going. 5 kilometers, I'm impressed, Jen. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
Round of applause for Jen. So. And a round of applause for one person to another who is also looking very fly, very stylish, very fresh. Because it was her birthday yesterday. She dropped a single as a present to herself and to all her fans. Little Red, welcome to The Buzz.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm
welcome.
Putting that stupid game show voice on. Sorry. Welcome to The Buzz.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And happy birthday for yesterday.
Happy birthday.
So thank you.
So how was the birthday?
It was awesome. I could not have thought of like any better way to spend my day other than doing what I love most, which
music.
Is performing.
Yeah. So you were out in Nilova and you were dropping your new single,
yes.
Which we're going to spin in a bit. It's called Bon Voyage.
Awesome. Yeah.
Tell us about that single. And like, you know, there's just getting into, we'll talk about the spirit of getting into, you know, the performance side of it. But tell us about the single.
So Bon Voyage was recorded. It was produced by 5-time Grammy Award winning producer Divine Evans.
Whoa.
So it was like an amazing experience. Yeah. Getting to work with him was like awesome. And it's all about saying goodbye to the old and moving on to bigger and better things and new, like, positive energy. And that's what the song is really about. It tells a story about my life.
And where did you record the single?
I recorded it in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You're not messing around, Jen.
Yeah, this is serious.
Yeah, we mean business.
Okay. And sure. What was that experience like?
It was absolutely amazing. So like I said, I got to work with a Grammy Award-winning producer. So that was like next level for me. And I got to not only record my single, but record my whole album there.
Okay.
So that was like a really great and fresh experience. And I was so grateful that I got to represent like South Africa overseas.
So how did that happen? I mean, how do you get in touch with a Grammy Award winning producer and say, hey, I'm from South Africa. My name's Little Red. I want to record a song. I want you to do it with me.
Yeah.
And not only that, I want you to help me get my single out there. And also from an international exposure, you know, it's a big thing. How does that happen?
So basically he has a book that he's just released and it's called Cheap Music, Diary of a Songwriter. And it's all about women empowerment and about women sharing their stories of when, how they've been taken advantage of in the music industry by males. So I got the opportunity to send in my one of my personal stories, and I got featured in the book. And along with sending in my story, I sent some of my music, and he contacted me and said, look, we're interested. Do you want to do some work?
That's so amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah, I was very, very blessed.
So I think you do have a bit of a story, it would appear.
Yes.
What are you referring to? Because you obviously talking in Bon Voyage, you're talking about like the end of one chapter and opening up in the new chapter.
Yes.
What's happened?
So basically, I've completely found myself this past year, I'd say, as an artist and as a person. So my music is always all about telling stories and expressing myself, because music is my form of communication.
Sure.
So with this album coming up and my single, it's all about telling my journey and what I've been through this past year, really finding myself in music.
Okay. Sure.
And what about emotionally? Love life, you know?
Yes, of course, there's a lot
life.
Of that as well. So we all know the breakup song. I've definitely got one of those and a story to tell about that. So the great thing about it is that each song for me tells a different story about either something that's going on in the world that I'm concerned about or something that's going on in my life that I've experienced.
Sure. Okay, so there's obviously a lot going on, and you are working towards releasing that album.
Yes.
And Lil Red has fiery, fiery red hair. I'm just loving the hair.
Like, thank you.
How do you keep it so fire red? It's amazing.
It's really high maintenance, but I have the best hairdresser, Morgan, from Sinister Barbers. He's my hero.
And you have to touch your roots up all the time.
Yeah, I do. So that's a little
bit
hectic.
This is fully, fully, full on red. It's
yeah.
Amazing.
It's a full-time commitment.
Well, I mean, your name is Lil Red, so you have to kind of live up
of
to
course.
The name.
She may have to do this forever. Did you ever think about that?
You know, I didn't at first because it was kind of an impulsive decision. But it's been 4 years now, and I couldn't think of changing my hair to like any other color. I just wouldn't feel myself.
So what's the story with the album then? When are you working towards releasing?
So we're looking at releasing this year in September.
Nice
so
time.
Keep posted.
Spring.
And yeah.
And you're doing it locally and internationally, I assume, as well?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
First.
Tonight you've got a big launch at Taboo. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. So we're super excited. Tonight at Taboo is going to be the very first time I'm performing Bon Voyage for the public. And after that, it's going to be available on all online platforms, iTunes, Spotify, all of that. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear and, you know, just get in the vibe with me.
So what's your performance? I mean, how do you get into the zone? Do you kind of channel your Sasha Fierce or what's your persona that you kind of channel?
So I'm very nervous, but I feel like it's always positive nerves.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what gets me going, is that those butterflies in my stomach. And like, I'm just so passionate about what I do. And because my songs tell a story, I get so excited to just get on stage, because it's like me almost acting out my life, but through a song.
Okay.
So that's kind of like how I get into the zone, you know.
And is anybody going to come up and collaborate with you tonight?
No, we have Delez, who's going to be performing before me. Okay. So that's really awesome. And there's some other really big acts.
Oh, so he's
Questa,
your support
Reason,
act.
All of that.
I love that Delez is your support. Well done. That's so fun.
So we've got some really awesome people that have pulled through and are going to be performing. So I'm super excited to share the stage with everybody.
So now with an event like this, do you kind of invite your friends and your family to come and check you out? Because you say you're a little bit nervous. And like,
yeah.
I think whenever I've been on, like done an interview or whatever, I've kind of waited for the repeat before I tell people that it's on. Just because, you know, the views that they
Me
can
too.
Express. It's kind of like you don't want them to say anything when you're there or whatever. Do you invite your family to come and check you out like tonight or do you?
You know, I definitely do. I've invited all of my friends and I've gotten so much support and like love. So I'm really, really grateful for that. So my family is coming and my friends, and I'm really grateful that everyone's actually coming to support me, and I'll have people like cheering me on, you know, with good intentions.
Cool.
Amazing.
Well, it sounds like it's going to, yeah, I think we're going to hear a lot
fantastic.
More from you. Yeah.
Very excited, definitely.
So where do we find you on the good old social networks?
So on Twitter, you can find me at littlered_SA. That's LILRED_SA. Instagram is also at littlered_SA. And on Facebook, Lil Red.
Perfect. Wow.
Awesome. So we've got the song lined up.
Awesome.
I think you need to introduce it because it's your song and it's a first time play. here on Cliff Central. I don't know if it's been played anywhere
else.
Which
is called Bon Voyage. Yes. So tell us about it.
Yeah. So what's up, everybody? I'm Little Red. Thank you so much, Cliff Central, for having me. And I can't wait for you to hear my brand new single, Bon Voyage. Bon Voyage. Going so high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh na 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 na. Bon Voyage. Going bye bye.
Great song, hey Jen.
I love it. Oh my goodness. And Lil Red, she can sing and rap, you know,
she's this beautiful.
And she's gorgeous. Because a lot of times, you know, you've got the rappers that can't sing and singers that can't rap, but she can do both. And she's gorgeous. And she's got that spunky way about her.
Ah.
She's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, and I think internationally there's a lot of attention as well. So, you know, flying that flag internationally, which is really, really cool.
It's fantastic. I'm so, so happy about that. We've got Vuyo in the studio.
Hey.
Should we try this, Vuyo?
Let's, if you can do this right, let's do a bit right now.
Please, please, please don't let me butcher it. Please don't let me butcher it.
All right. He's going to have a stab at my surname.
Yep.
And then he's going to butcher my surname as well. Vuyo Ngukana.
Very, very close. Very close.
Pretty impressive.
It's Ngukana.
Ngukana.
It's like a soft click. It's Ngu, not Ngu.
Ngukana.
Ngukana. No, I'm kidding. Well, we tried. You can butcher my surname, go wild. You can go. What did you call me just now?
I said Von Bach.
Von Bach. Yeah, there you go.
Von Bach.
There you go. So it's fine. Are we equal
we're
now?
Even, yeah.
Okay,
good.
Cool. Well, welcome to the studio, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
So, an actor, very well known, I think.
MC, singer. You also sing. You do everything as well.
Are
you going
to
sing for
us? Can you hear my voice right now? It just literally, I announced.
It's just because you're so far away from the mic.
It broke. My voice actually broke a couple of days ago.
Oh, your balls dropped.
What happened? My goodness. You've
I've been
puberty.
Struggling, finally. Like after 30, I was like, wow. Yes, so my voice is in a funny place right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you this time. It's all right. It's cool.
Can I get away with that?
Yeah, you can. Okay, yeah. Cool. There's a lot of getting away with everything today. Hey. So, I mean, you've been described as a talent that's bubbling under, and I think it's weird to me because you've been in the industry for like 5 years and counting also.
Yes.
And your resume and your body of work is so long. So it's weird for me to say that you're a bubbling under actor.
I know.
But you're at the same time, like, let's open up the industry. Let's make sure that people get the platform that they deserve to talk about their craft and to be, you know, on the center stage.
Yeah.
And that's why we bring you here today, because I want everybody to know who Vuyo is, you know. He's such a big dreamer.
I always run away from that because that's the first thing people say when they hear my name. Vuyo, oh, the big. I'm like, guys, chill.
He's quite outspoken on Twitter, I must say. Some of the things you've written there.
Whoa.
You're a public figure. Whoa.
I engage people on what they like to talk about, actually. I think that's it. Because I follow quite a different crowd. I mix it up a bit. I never want to talk about one thing and one thing only. I think then that makes you kind of boring. Mm. Then people sort of can figure you out. Mm. So, yeah.
So you like being this mysterious chameleon that people cannot figure out.
People just know what they know. Because they know me from partying. So that's a different sphere. Some people know me from work. Some people know me from TV. Some people know me as a father. And so there's very different sides to me. So it's a nice mix. And I like throwing it out there.
So we should talk about the entertainment world.
Yes, yes.
Who is an actor. Who has been doing stuff with Mzansi Magic.
Yes.
And a whole bunch of other projects.
Yes. It has... the one thing I want to say, on the side of opening up the industry, and I said this on Twitter, I think, when the topic boomed, and I said, the one thing you never do as an artist is complain and sit back. Mm. You always want to make sure that the first thing you do is that you are prepared and that you're on time. And you just keep knocking and keep knocking until somebody notices you and says, you know what, there's something there. Let's give it a shot. And that's literally how I've been pursuing everything that I've been pursuing. Because we've been struggling with the same faces online. And recently, we've had a lot of new programs that just came up. And you watch this one program, it ends, and you watch the next one, and it's literally the same people. And it just, a lot of people just got touched about it. I got touched online. Because I really feel that we have a lot of talent. We've got a big pool of talent. And we could explore different kind of new faces as well and different kinds of talents. Because you don't, a lot of people can't shift. A lot of actors struggle shifting, playing one role and moving on to another. Mm. So they almost play the same thing, even though it's different characters. And that gets boring, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the role you're playing now?
We finished The Road. We wrapped that in Feb. It was a great show. It was a nice experience. Some people struggled a bit with the transition between the 1955 era and the current era, but it was a brilliant concept.
When you say people, do you mean from a cast perspective, or do you mean
from audience?
And
yeah.
Your particular role?
My particular role was Mac. I would say I was an activist in the 1955 era. I would say the Mandela of the show, the Nelson Mandela of the show.
Wow.
Yes. Which was amazing for me. To be trusted with telling a story that's similar to someone who's such an icon was a great honor for me. I was really grateful for the opportunity.
So you're kind of feeling like if we had to cast kind of the Mandela movie, you were the Atandwa of The Road.
Oh, wow. He took it there.
But no, you're the boy of The Road.
Like
hey.
Yes.
You're the boy of The Road.
Tall like Madiba.
Yes.
Can you do a Madiba accent?
I know I can't. I'd have to practice really hard, yes. I would say yes, that is it. And I think after that, a lot of people started looking at me in a very different light. And they were like, and now some people have said, because I've kept the look, I've always been a guy that's clean shaven and people always mistook me for a model and a character just for adverts. Then I switched it up, I grew hair, facial hair. And then people said, you know, you could do something close to a Thabo Mbeki or a Steve Biko.
Sure.
And it really, moved me. Yeah, it moved me, and it just makes me want to do much more work. And I'd love an opportunity to play a role like that.
So I want to ask you about, you know, The Road. I mean, there were such big names in the show.
Yes.
Do you think, like, again, we open up the industry. Do you think people have started noticing you because they were in the show and now they're like, oh, who's that dude? Maybe we should give him more. Or do you think it was, no, Vuyo, he's an incredible actor. I mean, it's just like, this is where this whole open up the industry thing happens, you know? You bring in big names, obviously. Casting agents, directors, producers, advertisers, commissioning editors are all kind of watching
because of those big names.
But that is a good platform for you to kind of showcase your skills, which has happened.
Very much. It gave me an opportunity to actually pit myself against people of that caliber. And it was great. I mean, I'm still fairly new in terms of the body of work and what they've done. And to have watched TV from a young age and growing up watching TV and to now be working with people you idolize was a big move for me. And it made me want it that much more. So it exposed me in a nice way because it got people watching with the big names there. And then there was this guy that they'd seen in adverts and Zanzi Magic movies, given a nice meaty role, and he actually did it.
And well, yeah.
And besides the acting, you're also casting now for another movie.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
My first feature film.
Your?
First feature film. Yours.
Yes. Your first feature
film. Not even mine. I've been casting it as an actor. But I love them. They've given me the freedom to sort of help them with casting and looking for people to play certain roles.
So who are you looking for?
I mean, Jen and I are always available. Okay. So, I mean, what role do you think we could fill?
I think if with a bit of a tan, you could. You could
easy.
Bleach my skin.
Yeah. the movie is by Ernest Nkosi, the director's Ernest Nkosi. He did the
Tina Sobabili.
Tina Sobabili, yes. He did
we
that
had some
movie.
We guys in here as well for that.
Yes. And I got called in for a meeting. I was suggested. And thank you to stuff like The Road for exposing me. And he liked me from the meeting. And he was like, okay, here's the script. Can you please prepare and read something? Went home, read the thing from the beginning to the end, even parts that weren't mine, and researched some more. And when I came back with more than just what I was given. And he enjoyed it. And he was like, my guy, I like you. We'll talk. I definitely like you. And he's now just finishing off the financial side of things, because the movie is struggling with funding at the moment, but everything is basically set to go. So I'm really looking forward to that, because it's one of those movies he enters into like the Oscars and international film festivals. So it's going to be something amazing. I'm looking forward to
that. So what's the role?
The role is...
Are you allowed to talk about
it? Yes, I am, because he actually spoke about it on the Sunday Times, the past Sunday. Mm. I play the brother to the lead, and the story is about love, and there's tragedy where this boy falls in love with a woman from Barbados. It's a co-production with Barbados that we're doing.
So, and the name of the movie again is?
Umteto, Umteto, The Law is the Law.
Okay.
So
Barbados.
Yes, it's a corporate. Yes, we're working with some big names from that side as well.
So interesting.
Oh, Rihanna.
I can't say.
Oh,
she's
so there
in
might be a little bit of Riri. Hey? Come, Mr. DJ, pump on the replay.
Wow. Gonna be some work. So. I'm not saying
Barbados.
Rihanna's on there.
No, that's an unusual angle there.
Yes, it's a beautiful story. So the young boy falls in love, and I've got a wife, and I die, unfortunately, in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then
don't tell us that.
He has to, but he has to marry then my wife. And that's where the conflict starts.
Oy.
Because now it's, what do you choose in this life that you're living? So, yeah, it's quite intense, I won't lie. I read that script and I was moved. Almost as if I wanted to be the guy that watches other people do it. But I was just wanted to be in it as well.
And will you be doing any filming in Barbados?
Of course, yes.
So it'll be basically set in Barbados. It'll be
it's
going
to be shot in Cape Town and
in both,
in Barbados. Mm. So there's going to be some traveling involved. Yeah,
that sounds very cool. And what other projects are you working on besides that? Is that your big one now?
That's the big one now. There's something coming up that I got informed about.
You're
going
to tell
night.
Me? You're going to be, but I can't say too much about it now.
I honestly can't. I literally received the news last night when I got home. And they were like, there's something happening. It's a reality show.
On Mzansi?
Can't we say the name of the reality show?
I will say it's on Mnet. And it's going to be big. It's got big names.
So you're not even allowed to say the name of the show?
I can't. Not even.
It's a good thing, because I was just about to say the name of the show. But now I realize...
You know.
Which one?
You two know.
Is it a bump production that you were talking about?
Are you two both on it? Apparently,
there's a bomb production drama that's coming back, and that's all I'm gonna say. And I'm in it. That's all.
Jacob's Cross.
Nope. No more guesses.
No more guesses.
But yeah, the reality show that I'm doing, they were basically asking for permission from me if I wanted to be in, because they put me forward, and I was happy to join. And they were like, okay, cool. There we go.
Awesome.
Yes.
How do we reach you on social media?
On social media, I am Vuyomse, Vuyomse on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat. And I am Vuyomse Ngugana on Facebook. I don't have a page yet, so I still deal with people on a personal level where we are friends.
We're all friends.
Yeah, we're all
very
friends.
Very nice.
We're all friends, yes. So tell me what the damn production is, you two. Come on.
I can't say.
You two.
Wait, Jen. Okay, Jen,
no,
hold
no,
on.
No, 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 okay.
Okay.
My lips are sealed.
Let's just say, is the person involved or the family involved is one of the people in the entertainment industry, as in radio?
Okay, I'm not going to say right now. I'm saying nothing. But
okay, but...
I actually thought that you were going to talk about it more.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to, because I literally got the news last night.
Wow.
Yes. So
anyway, we're
so
looking
exciting
forward
times.
To seeing you. It's exciting times,
very,
indeed.
Very much so.
I'm not very happy.
Jason,
with
sorry,
this.
Man. Sorry,
I'm not
man.
Very happy with
sorry.
This at all.
I wish I could give you more, but for now, just nibble on that bone.
Just stay tuned and watch.
And yes,
it's still coming.
Actually, if people, the thing is, I talk a lot. Like you said, I'm very outspoken on social media. On Twitter, I give away so much. So I might just.
Did you start reading his Twitter feed?
No, I was looking for Under the Bomb Shelter, what shows
it's
are coming back.
What's juicy? But I talk about things that everyone talks about, I think. I just go on a little bit more.
Voyo, thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz, CliffCentral.com.
I didn't like this talk.
Thank you for
having
me.
We're finishing it now.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Vuyo. You're such a big, big dreamer and a big, big tease, and you can't tell us anything. Vuyo, damn it.
Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we have to. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very
it's
much
really
for
cool.
having me.
It's Lakota, time to move on, actually.
Yeah, Lakota's actually on the line.
We've got Lakota Silva on the line, yeah.
Whoa, yeah! Lakota. Hey.
Yeehaw. Welcome to the Buzz.
Hey. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm so, so good. I'm in trendy Cape Town, so I think the internet's a little bit crazy outside.
You hipsters but, in Cape Town,
I'm
eh?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, no, we're good. We're good, man. It's always good to chat to our favorites.
And, where are you off to?
I'm actually off to a vinyl party in a bit, which is exciting. Super Cape Town, but yeah, it's cool.
Awesome.
So where are you now? Because it sounds quite busy where you are.
Like on the train.
I just came from a meeting in town, so I've just quartered myself into an elevator that doesn't work.
Oh my goodness.
From Cape Town. And having my interview here before I run off to the next one.
How classy. Hey, we love that. You see, you can't wait for anything. No one waits for anyone. So, Lakota, you've got a new single out. We want to hear more about it. I think she's gone up in
the
lift.
That's when she went up in the lift.
Maybe Solange kicked her.
You know what I loved about Lakota Silva? I mean, she performed with Lockenville,
yeah.
Closer. She performed with them for the opening of Justin Bieber. I mean, Lakota
yes.
Silva's done a lot of big collabs. She's like collab queen.
But I want to hear more
I
about
I think
the
actually Lakota
of
and Lil Richard do a bit of a collab.
Sure, imagine that. That would be hot city, eh? Break the internet with that. Sorry,
do you
Kim.
Have that? Do you have it?
Her song.
Do you have her song?
I do.
Yeah.
I do have her song.
So
should we have a
it.
Listen? And
Let's
then
listen.
We'll get Stacey ready as well.
Yeah, we've got Stace Holland, the Wild Aid ambassador. She's going to tell us a lot more about what's coming up with that. That's coming up on the bus. We're going to listen to Lakota Silva.
Wow, Lakota Silva right here on the buzz on cliffcentral.com. We've kept it local today as well. We're sticking to the whole, yeah, you know, the broadcasting.
Absolutely. To certain rules and regulations.
<I know. laughs> And we like to break rules, but yeah, so anyway. Well, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's awesome to be here. I always love coming to Cliff Central, actually.
You are a multi-talented sports health guru, Wild Aid ambassador. You do everything.
Jack of all trades. I'm trying to be a master of a few of them.
You're doing pretty well, I must say.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's talk. Are you doing that neon run tomorrow?
I'm not.
Okay.
I haven't been running
are
much.
Are you, Jace?
No, I'm not. It's too short for me.
But then again, I might. Yeah, that's what he says. It's too short for me. I'm like, oh, okay. I might get roped into it at the last minute.
Okay.
I need to get back into running. I was struggling with a little bit of patella tendonitis for a while.
Uh-oh.
And it just kept on coming back. It would be, you know, it would get better again and then come back. So, yeah, I'll get there.
Okay.
I want to do more running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we should start a club.
Yeah,
we
there
used
we
to
go.
Run. Where was it? Was it the Nike?
The
runs?
We Run jersey.
Yes.
We were training for that.
Yes.
I remember. Yes. In fact, that's where we met.
Yes.
Jess. Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't seen you in a while, but I think you've been terribly busy.
Good busy though.
Good busy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
been a great busy actually. I'm doing more charity, philanthropic type work now, which is great. And then I've got my new health show as well, which is what I absolutely love, you know. So, yeah, it's been good busy.
Okay. Mm.
Tell us about the new campaign with Wild Aid.
With Wild Aid. Oh, gosh, what an amazing campaign, because I think it's just done so much to create awareness. How often do you hear an organization not asking for your money, but for your voice? And I think that's what attracted me in the first place. And obviously, Wild Aid has done a lot through, you know, public service announcements to curb attitudes and behaviors in the demand section of the world, which is predominantly in Asia, but now they're focusing on supply, which is in Africa. Mm. So I went on a Wild Aid trip a couple of months ago, my first trip, and I trained with some of the rangers in their anti-poaching unit. What an eye-opener. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it just made things real. You know, when we're in our cushy homes, our cushy lifestyles, we say, yeah, our rhinos shouldn't be poached, and we obviously think that people put their lives on the line, but when you're right there, in one of the videos that they did, I remember saying that I realized how
it is life and death. You know, these are guys in the community with very little resources that are trying to do something that, in fact, all of us should be lending our voices to, but they're literally putting their bodies on the line. So yeah, it's been an amazing initiative, and I think Wild Aid has been very smart in getting some celebs on board to lend their voices to it. So we've got Skyron Tobeni, Sia Kolisi, Joe Peterson, Mark Lottering, Masasa Mbangeni, Maps Mapinyane, The Beast, Ntawarira, DJ Fresh, and Poppy in Chongwana. Yeah. So on the last trip, Masasa, Maps, and myself, and then Mark Lottering joined us later. We went to another area in the Greater Kruger area, and we actually got to see some orphaned rhinos.
Aww.
Guys, that has been the saddest thing I've ever...
I get goosebumps.
Yeah, I've like ever seen... Ones. Well, I shouldn't say I've ever seen. I've seen some really sad things, but of late. Because they behave and they respond just like kids, you know? At night, they bump themselves against the wall, so you've got to have extra padding in the cells that they keep them in, you know, because they're quite young. Because they're looking for their moms, you know? And they almost make
they
a...
cry?
Yes, they make a crying and a wailing sound, you know? So yeah, it's you know, the research, while they commissioned a survey, which was very interesting, because the belief is that conservation, especially this is a belief held by South African conservationists, is that conservation is for the elite, the wealthy, and particularly white people. And to be fair, I held that belief as well. I always used to see more white people lending their voices to those type of campaigns and causes. But then Wild Aid commissioned this survey, and it turns out 80% of black South Africans believe that something should be done. Mm-hmm. 33% of them would love to attend or love to visit a wildlife reserve or, you know, some sort of game park, but they've never done so. And I think that's what makes anti-poaching initiatives so difficult. It's because a lot of people say, well, how do I save something that I've never even experienced or seen, you know?
Right.
I'll recall a moment where, or a couple of experiences. I've seen rhinos in the wild.
Yeah.
And it's the most magical thing. And I think because they are so endangered and that the plight of poaching is so rough, and it really is so terrifying to think that these beautiful, majestic animals possibly are not going to be here in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And I remember being in Kruger last year, and I spotted these, it looked like a wildebeest. And then I looked carefully and I saw these horns, and I was like, and you know, you go wild and you're like, oh, wait, and pardon the pun, but you see these rhinos and you're like, it's just such a magical thing. These people came cruising past. I was like, you want to slow down, slow down. There's rhinos there. Yeah. They're like, we don't care.
No.
Like, what? These are the most one of the most beautiful animals you will ever see. And it's so endangered.
Yeah. Majestic is the right word because, in fact, when we got into the Greater Kruger area, there was an elephant and he had lost one of his tusks. And so it was a bit, you know, his behavior would be quite temperamental. Yeah. We didn't know how he would respond to us. But I mean, just seeing a creature that is that huge, and then it walked right across us and then disappeared into the bush. And I remember all of us were in awe. I mean, Maps, Masasa, and myself were there with our jaws hanging down, you know. And it really is such a majestic experience to see an animal in its wild habitat. Yeah. And it's so sad that my children's children may never ever experience that. South Africa is home to 75% of the world's 25,000 rhinos.
75%.
75%.
Just right here in South Africa.
Yeah, we're custodians of these beautiful creatures, but we don't see it that way, you know. So, yeah, we're asking South Africans to lend their voice. They can go into the Wild Aid website, wildaid.org/South Africa, and you can generate custom messages on Twitter for political leaders and cultural leaders, because that's what we need is political will. You know, it's just like human trafficking. It's just like drug trafficking. There are these circles and these rings, and they are kingpins, you know. The people on the ground that are poaching are the smallest pieces of the puzzle, actually. It's not them, you know. So we really need the South African government to, I think, get the political will that Kenya did recently, or develop the political that Kenya did recently with the ivory burn, you know. We need the country to have this as an agenda. It's tough because I know that... Look, I visited a drug rehabilitation center yesterday, and yesterday morning, and I think to myself, on the one hand, you're trying to save people and people's lives, and on the other hand, you're trying to save animals' lives, you know? But when we understand that we're custodians of this planet, we've got to do both, actually.
What about a television campaign, events? What other things are you also doing with
There's
the Wild
billboards.
Aid campaign?
We have billboards. We have the public service announcements. So I think you guys saw my video, and Masasa, Mark, all of them have done
them. I must tell you about your PSA.
Yeah.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
That one scene.
Very
I got tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, And my friend at work was like, what did you, and I was shaking.
It shows powerful. The reality of the situation. You know, when we were at the Isalwini Lodge at on this last trip, we had heard of a rhino that had recently been poached, in fact the night before, on another game farm. And Adam, who's the representative of Wild Aid in South Africa and heads up the organization here, he wanted to actually get us an opportunity to go and see. And I wanted to, because I still feel like it hasn't hit home. I'm seeing these beautiful creatures alive in their wild habitat, but I almost felt that I really needed to see the reality, the rawness of it, you know. We unfortunately didn't get a chance to. Not everyone was eager, and I think eager is the wrong word. For me, it was just a case of coming face to face with the reality of what rhino poaching is, you know. So, yeah, you'll see our billboards, you'll see our PSAs on social media. You know, we've created widgets where we have half our faces, which is your profile picture, and the other half is a rhino, you know. And it's just about getting other South Africans to start lending their voice to it as well.
And this is also an overseas campaign. I mean, you've got Prince William, David Beckham, Jackie Chan, Yao Ming, who's a huge figure in China.
In China,
Literally
as well.
Literally.
He's so
tall. About three times taller than any of us.
I know.
So you've got all these people that
You want credible voices. You want people that you know, any particular person looks up to in a particular country. So in South Africa, you know, in South Africa, we're trying to drive the agenda that anti-rhino poaching and conservation is actually something that's at the heart of every South African. In fact, it's such a uniting factor amongst us. You know, we're so divided on so many other topics, but when it comes to animals, it seems that that's the one thing that we all agree on, yet we don't know that, you know. Right. And the truth is, what has a rhino or an elephant ever done to us? You know, many of us can say, when it comes to anti-apartheid and, you know, racism and moving together and uniting as a country, many of us are still struggling with hurts from the past. But the truth is, a rhino, an elephant, wildlife has never done anything to us, whether we're white, black, Indian, colored, doesn't matter, you know. So it really is something that was unique or is unique to the South African story, is that all of us want to see animals in their wild habitats, you know.
So the hashtag that we can follow
is Join the Herd. We want everyone to join the herd.
Join the herd,
and the campaign is poaching steals from us all, which it does, especially now with the current forex climate, you know, the rand dollar rate and the economic climate. Tourism is huge for South Africa. It's something that we always rely on, especially. And I think when you realize that, you know, people want to come and see these this wildlife in its wild, in its natural habitat, and they're not going to get that opportunity to see that, it has ramifications
on everything.
Yeah, and it ripples through our communities as well. We needed community involvement. But the interesting thing is, you kill a poacher, you've killed someone's dad, you've killed someone's father, uncle, you've killed someone's brother. So the community tends to turn their back on conservationists, because that's the reality of the situation. So when we say poaching steals from us all, it really does steal from us all. It's just about getting everyone involved, guys.
And Wild Aid on Twitter.
Wild Aid is on Twitter, yes.
So it's at Wild Aid.
At Wild Aid _SA.
Okay.
They're also on Instagram as well. They have a Facebook page as well. So, yeah, just start getting those messages out. Let us know what it means to you, conservation means to you as well. Even if you feel at this point in time it doesn't resonate with you, tell us why, because that way we can start to adapt the story. We can start to adapt the message as well to make it more relevant to every South African as well, yeah.
Very powerful.
Very
stuff.
Well said.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, I can tell you lots of stories about my experience in the bush and how I feel about conservation and that.
Don't you feel privileged, though? You feel blessed, eh? That you've been able to do that.
And it breaks my heart. It really does to see, like, that PSA. It really is, like,
in fact, I just loaded a small clip of it on my Instagram page, which is at Stace Holland. All my social media handles are at Stace Holland, save for Snapchat. I don't know who Stacey Holland is in the world, but she took my handle there. But yeah, you can actually get to see some of those, the PSAs as well. And also some footage from our previous trip where we got to chat to the rangers and train with the rangers as well.
I'd love to come with you for the next one.
Yeah, we got to get you involved. Please. Definitely.
Love it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Love it.
Awesome. I would also love to come.
Have you seen elephants and rhinos in the wild, Jen?
I have. And then, you know, I also did the commercial, the Save the Rhino,
yes, with
Castle
Mark
Lights,
Boucher,
with Mark
yes.
Boucher.
Yeah.
So, you know, especially being Asian, I think this is really touched. This is such an important point that we really need to, you know, that we need to drive home.
Yeah. That's also so another misconception that I found
and they
out
have,
about.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That all Asians are,
You know, that support they support it. Yeah.
Absolutely horrific. I mean, what is happening?
Because we know that the rhino horn is ground down. It's believed that it has aphrodisiac qualities, or they use it for jewelry and things like that. But the information that that we've also gotten from WildAid is that many Asians just don't know. They aren't able to connect what they're buying on the one hand with where it's coming from.
Correct.
They don't believe
they don't know where
that these rhinos are butchered.
And what is happening? Exactly. What is the consequences of all of
exactly.
this?
Exactly. So that's why we need to get that message out there as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you quickly, I have to break because we have to wrap it up soon, but I want to ask you about your show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
it's
so
called,
tell us about that.
Yeah, it's Real Health, and it's on the home channel,
okay.
DSTV 176, and it airs on Friday nights at 6:30, and then there's repeats throughout the week as well. The reason why I love it is it's an holistic health show, so we discuss health, but body, mind, and soul, you know, and we chat to a lot of naturopathic and integrative physicians and doctors and people in that space. So where conventional medicine is failing some people, or they it's just not working for them in certain aspects, that's where the natural world kicks in. And I think we're going back to our roots, really. Paleolithic eating is high on the agenda, and people are realizing they need to eat wholesome food again. So I get to discuss that on a weekly basis, which is
cool.
Absolutely
very
awesome.
Cool.
So when you go to the bush, then maybe you can, you know, kind of see what the rhinos are eating, and then kind of put a menu together.
Well, this
as well.
Is the
rhino menu brought to you by Stacey Holland.
I looked at a rhino and it's so muscular as a creature, and I'm like, but this creature eats a plant-based diet, and I've changed my diet to a predominantly plant-based diet, and it's
raw
better.
Raw or cooked?
It's not completely raw, you know, but where I can do raw, I do that, and I steam my veggies as well, but it's I eat red meat like very rarely. And yeah, when I looked at those creatures, I thought, well, look at this muscular animal, and it's quite fine eating grass. Actually.
Who needs Threat 1000 when you can just
I do.
Eat some plant-based men or
there
diets?
We go.
You know?
Fit and ready.
Yeah, so I'd love you guys to watch the show. Let me know what you think as well. Yes. You know, we're always looking for questions that, you know, you can pose to our guests as well.
Amazing.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
It's
well, thank
amazing.
You so much.
Thank you so much
thank
for joining
you for having
us.
Me.
Your commitment to
yes.
stopping rhino poaching.
And your passion. Yeah.
And your passion
thank
and
you.
Your health.
And you guys are going to generate that profile pic and join the herd, right?
Yeah.
Have you joined the herd, I think?
I just put a picture up with the hashtag.
Yeah, okay. So
I
now
kind of sort of joined the hood.
Okay,
but I'll probably join the hood.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. And you too, Jen, as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, Stacey, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Jen, are we going to have to wrap it up?
We are going to have to wrap it up.
Such a fun show.
It has been, and it's been jam-packed.
Like a great show, and
like
an insightful
always do,
one.
But
yeah.
It's been great. Absolutely fantastic. Very insightful.
Time so flies when you're having fun.
Exactly. What are you getting up to this weekend?
This weekend, I told you, I'm going to get healthy do the Esquire run on Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, to help purchase blankets for the underprivileged. I'm going to do a 5-kilometer walk.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward. I'm also doing Sweat 1000 tomorrow. Got some birthday parties and
Can't keep
but I'm
up
also
going to
relax, you know. It's not quite as hectic as some of the weekends.
Okay.
So it'll be nice.
I'm
I
not
don't
exercising
believe it.
This
I don't
weekend,
believe it. Every
yeah.
weekend is probably busy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's busy for everybody though.
It is. Well,
there's
I'm gonna go check out the Under Armour launch.
Oh, nice.
At Mall
yes.
of Africa. I think Fix
Moiety,
is gonna be there.
Yeah,
and Jonathan
yeah.
Boynton Lee,
yeah,
they're
nice.
The ambassador, so I'll let
yeah.
you know about that.
Awesome.
Stacey, you're not going to come and join me?
I might.
Yeah, you see. So that's where we'll be while you exercising for us. Okay,
very
Jen?
Good, very good. Somebody's awesome. Got to do it.
Cool. Anil is next on Cliff Central. Thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz. Who? Duncan? The Judith Sapuma. Judith Sapuma
wow.
is in the house today.
Yay.
On Anil on Cliff Central. So you got to keep it locked. Okay, keep it locked. And thank you again. Take it easy.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.